Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. It is a very important issue that we are just now discussing. I would like to address a number of points which has been raised by our dear friends here during the deliberations we had. And certain colleagues have mentioned that the low participation in the CBMs is something that we have to be careful. And as it has been recalled in the previous review conferences, we have to try to increase the number. So we do agree with the such assessment that what has been agreed in the previous review conferences, we should maintain it. But we should not lose sight of the fact that there are something that some problems in the in identifying the problems that might have been occurred, that the state parties has not been able to participate fully in these CBMs. One is the fact that there are many technical difficulties, as we have always recognized in the previous review conferences, that state parties have technical difficulties in addressing filling up this kind of a thing. And there is a need that we give some assistance in this regard. That's something that we have not lost sight of the fact that it's always that is as such for the certain member states. But another thing is that we should not lose sight of the fact that the CBMs plays a broader role in the implementation of overall provision of the conventions. Where we have in the language that we have provided in the even ISU language, it is always we have addressed this issue, that we say that the CBM's role is to prevent and or reduce the occurrence ambiguities, doubts, and suspicions, and to improve international cooperation in the field of peaceful biological activities. Do we agree that with this participation and those even those countries who have provided the CBM's, international cooperation have been rendered to them? How CBMs could play a role there? We should not lose sight of the fact that this is a reality, that all colleagues who are going to fulfill their obligation, to call for the member state to fulfill their obligations, they should take into account that member states are very much interested to see that the all provision of the convention equally be implemented. While in some part of the obligations that we have assumed under other provisions, we see that low participation, no any, how to say, regular reporting is going, how we do expect on the CBMs that people might participate fully? This is something that we have to be careful that how we are going to implement these CBMs. Another thing that, Mr. Chairman, I think that it's again another fact, is that in the previous occasion, the 7th CBM conference, we had a slight change in the CBM's format. Still, while it is in the process that the people or state parties to implement that one and see that how the CBMs now appeared, now there have been there are certain proposals again to change the overall CBMs. We do welcome the working papers that has been prepared and presented to this session, but at this stage, we are very much interested to look at implication of such kind of proposal on the participation of the state parties in the CBMs. It is very much important that this kind of proposal would not complicate, but as it has been requested, it would be user-friendly, as well as taking into account the overall balance of implementation of all provision of the convention, which is a very important issue. So having said that, Mr. Chair, I would like to just say that as we have subscribed to the NAM position in the morning, as well as we are waiting to see the NAM position under this very important issue, we think that the CBMs are very voluntary measure. In no way it should be assessed as a tool for compliance. It's something that we should be careful on that, and we are going to reiterate this issue. And let me come back to one issue which in the ISU format, at least in my own reading, I hope that it was not the intention of the ISU, but as I see in the certain paragraphs, paragraph 34 of the ISU information, background report, they have said that the ISU has received little information from state parties that have not participated regularly in the CBMs or have never participated on the specific reason on why they do not participate. The language which is there, I'm afraid that it was embarrassed state parties. And also, it is not in full conformity with the procedure that we have agreed. It is not that the state parties come and explain why they have not participated. We have to encourage them to participate in this. But it is not as such that we embarrass the members, state parties, the way which has been addressed in that paragraph, in that paragraph 34. So we do not agree, we do not actually want to highlight too much. I think that maybe it has not been the intention, but the language is, as it is there, now it is as such that implicitly might mean that the people are, member states are obliged to give such kind of the CBMs, which is not the correct. So that's the whole thing. I hope that during the deliberations, of course, we would look at all the proposals coming, including certain proposals for the quality and quantity of the CBMs, and we would fully address it in the, during the intersessional process. Thank you.